Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
Whoa, John, what are you playing?
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Defense Information Systems Agency, DISA, I'm told is how to refer to it if you're an insider. Francis Rose of FedGov Today, a podcast for everyone in 2 weeks, a TV show in March, introduces me to a scaled operation that is the military cyber chief information officer think tank that is responsible for all of the really digital stuff in all of the military, I think. Lieutenant General Robert Skinner is the commander, a presentation at the Army Navy Country Club. And then Francis is in Arlington. Francis is going to help us understand the DISA. Francis, a very good evening to you. DISA was entirely new to me, but something tells me that the controversy over the cloud, who's going to get the big contract, how it's going to be divided between the cloud services of competing outside private enterprises such as Amazon and Microsoft. Is this where the cloud controversy hit the road? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. The answer to your question is yes and no. And the reason for that is that, so back up a little bit, DISA, as you mentioned, is a combat support agency for the Department of Defense. And its job is to provide the network backbone that the services need in order to implement the whatever they need to implement regarding defense and warfighting. I recall it's about the time that the Defense Department announced the original JEDI contract. And I did an event in the very same room that you referred to a moment ago with General Skinner at the Army-Navy Country Club. And the speaker at that event was the outgoing director of DISA at that time, General Lynn. And I asked him, what was your interaction with the Office of the Chief Information Officer in the Office of the Secretary of Defense regarding the JEDI contract? And he said to me, they never really contacted me. There was no interaction between this organization, DISA, that is supposed to be the go-to organization for buying and deploying information technology and OSD. Fast forward to about 6 weeks ago, and we have an event at the Pentagon with the Chief Information Officer, the current one, John Sherman, of the Defense Department, and General Skinner, who you just referred to, both talking about the deployment of the Joint Warfighting Cloud contract. That's the contract that has replaced JEDI, and that indeed will live at DISA. There is a JWCC program office there, and DISA will be managing the acquisition, working with the components across DOD in both the service branches and the Fourth Estate, and then working with the vendors in order to get the contracts let and get the capabilities delivered to the warfighter, John.
This is DISA headquarters at Fort George Meade in Maryland. Francis tells me that's about an hour's drive outside of Washington, D.C. Must be a vast campus, because I think Fort Meade is where the NSA is headquartered, where certain important government labs are headquartered, one enormous complex. But Francis, DISA is the modern military communication system, right? They're the ones, if you're going to target something in the U.S. as a bad actor with cyber, you're going to target DISA. Is that it? They're the defense line?
Well, and their own website spells it out this way. We provide, operate, and assure command, control, information sharing capabilities, and an enterprise information infrastructure to support joint warfighters, national level leaders, and other mission and coalition partners. So yes, they provide the backbone for information technology all over the place. They're an integral part of the Joint All Domain Command and Control program that I've talked about with you and others have talked about with you on your program. This is really elbow deep in just about everything IT in the Defense Department and cybersecurity as well. They're going to be an integral partner of the Zero Trust strategy that the Department of Defense Chief Information Officer John Sherman has already released. And then also working with the individual services on cyber too, John.
This presentation that you provide now at the Army-Navy Country Club, however, had another element, which was a room full of private enterprise contractors. They were making a presentation to what does it mean to do business with us. And the general especially talked about partnership, and then one of his colleagues talked about a good partner and a great partner. Is this Washington speak, Francis? You hear this all the time?
Yeah, this is how the various organs inside the federal government try to interact with industry in order to learn what the art of the possible is and in order to help get the federal government the best technology, the best services, the best products, whatever it is, from private industry. All of the things that the government contracts for, this is the way that they go about getting their message out in forums like this.
The difference between a good partner and a great partner, by the way, is that a great partner anticipates what comes next. A good partner just fills the bill. So that room was filled with Microsoft, with Oracle, with LinkedIn. Everybody was there then, Francis.
Yeah, I don't remember the individual companies that were there. But yes, that's the purpose, is that for company representatives to attend and hear directly from General Skinner and some of the other high level leaders at DISA what their strategy is, how they anticipate their needs to develop, what they've got budget for, and so on. This is an annual presentation, actually, of a group called AFCEA DC. It's the DC chapter of AFCEA International, which is a trade organization that serves in particular the Defense Department, the intelligence community, the national security community more broadly in the federal government.
And listening to some of the speakers, as the general introduced a panel that was sitting next to him, these are the people to blame when there's penetration by bad actors. These are the people to go to say, what do you need? These are kind of cyber war fighters.
They're leaders of a variety of different aspects of the things that we've talked about. So, yeah, they're the folks that are dealing not only with industry, but also talking to Capitol Hill. They're talking to members of Congress. They're talking to pretty much everybody they can to indicate what they need in order to maintain cyber defenses and in order to provide data to the warfighter is a big piece of what they do, too.
So Cyber Command, Space Force, Air Force, Navy, everything comes through this one agency, the Defense Information Systems Agency. Is this a longstanding operation, or did they invent this in the last 20 years?
This is an organization that's come about, and I don't remember the exact date, but it's not decades and decades and decades long because of the evolution of technology. I would say, in response to the first part of that question, DISA is a puzzle piece in the broader information technology landscape of the Defense Department, and not the conduit, the funnel for these other organizations. It's a piece of the mosaic, the same way that Cyber Command is, the same way that NSA is, the same way that the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Office of Chief Information Officer is. They're all parts of the machine, but I don't think it's fair to characterize DISA as the conduit through which all of that work flows.
Their presentations were extremely professional. There was a lot of insider language. I followed as best I can. And my understanding is they were speaking to a professional audience, not to me. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. These industry leaders work the Defense Department, work DISA in particular, on an ongoing basis. And so they understand the kind of the terminology that these folks are going to use as they're explaining how they want to move forward.
This is FedGov Today with Francis Rose. What's the mission statement of your new podcast launching in 2 weeks and your TV show in March? How do you think of it, Francis?
The point of it is to provide information for people who work for the federal government so that they can do their jobs better. In particular, we aim it at very high level leaders in government so that they can learn from the podcast and from the television show things that they need to be able to go to work the next day and serve the American people better, John.
What I get from it is that the level of professionalism is towering. Francis Rose, I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
Kids want to share what's going on in their lives with the adults around them. parents, grandparents, teachers, coaches, and more. They want to know you're listening, and they want to listen to you. They want your input and guidance, early and often, on all kinds of topics. When it comes to a serious subject like underage drinking, they want to know your expectations, as well as how and why, as a young person, they should avoid alcohol. How you talk about it will change as your child grows, but the important thing is to talk about it. Not just once for an hour when you think the time is right, but in 60 one-minute conversations and more that are part of your everyday talks. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. When you need me, I'll be by
your side. It's time to play big on Moto Social Casino, America's hottest free-to-play social casino experience. Moto.us has live casino games. It's time! Play big, win bigger on Moto.us today.
Moto is a social casino, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Visit Moto.us for more details.
It's time!